Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health, FISH, is providing opportunities for First Nations people with healthy spirit, heart, families, and community. Today we yarn up with Mark and Gypsy. Thanks for coming on and having a yarn with us today.
Yama, thanks for having us.
Our pleasure. Nice to be catching up with you, Nari, having a yarn.
So I just gave a little intro there, but can you actually introduce yourself? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Hello, everyone. So I'm Gypsy. I'm a Gimilaroi woman, Nyambawawan, from Gimilaroi country, over east. And my family and I, we moved here about 4 years ago because my mum had an opportunity with FISH Foundation. And here we are living on Whadjuk Noongar country. It's been amazing. I'm very blessed to be here, and all the opportunities I've gotten through FISH. I'm studying a business diploma and working full time, and I'm able to do those things here in the shop. And yeah,
and it's Mark Anderson. So I'm a Gadia Wadjula white fella, and I'm the CEO of Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health. And great to be here having a yarn with you.
Can you share with us, what is FISH?
Yeah, so Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health is an Aboriginal-led organisation. So we've got a board. It's a national organisation. We've got a board from across Australia. The majority of our board are mob. So we've got this amazing co-chair and deputy chair of our board who are amazing Aboriginal women who are business people. So Liza Fraser-Gooder is the co-chair of our board, and Karen Jacob is our deputy chair. We've got this amazing board of Aboriginal mob from across Australia and also non-Indigenous people who work together, who lead the organisation. And the focus of the organisation, or the purpose, so we kind of recognise the strength of Aboriginal people in that they've been leading people for thousands and thousands of years and how to care for country and how to care for each other. But our purpose is an understanding of the impact of terra nullius and the policies that then followed on from there. So our purpose is improving the social and emotional well-being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and breaking intergenerational cycles of poverty, trauma, and engagement in the justice system.
With FISH, you run and develop a whole range of initiatives and education and training programs, housing and justice. Can you give a little more insight on what FISH, the social enterprise, does?
Yeah, sure can. And I'll get Jip to talk a little bit about her experience in a second. So FISH doesn't get government funding, and most people will get shocked about this. Government funding doesn't always meet community need, particularly for the mob. And so FISH can't be 100% reliant on government funding because we're led by Aboriginal people for Aboriginal people. And so for us to be quite innovative in how we go about bringing change, we need to look at all the ways of generating a revenue to kind of help with the work that we do. And one of the areas that we generate a revenue is through our social enterprise work. Now, in the south of Western Australia, we run social enterprises that have four purposes. One is the employment and training of Aboriginal people in the retail sector and service industry. Two is working with Aboriginal micro enterprises, authors and artists to bring their products to the market and help them to become financially viable. Three is to bring authentic Aboriginal product to the market that's not made in China or anywhere else, but that actually is authentic product made by the mob for the mob and for the Australian community. So it's bringing to the market, both to the Australian market and the international market, authentic Aboriginal product. And then four is to generate a revenue, which we then put back into the work that we do in bringing change for the mob. So I think that's kind of like the four areas of work that we do.
And with you, Gypsy, what's your role and how's your story come about coming into FISH?
So my role in the FISH social enterprise in the Perth region is running the shop, providing programs to schools and communities such as weaving workshops.
Gypsy involved in working with kindergarten kids and bringing kind of culture to that with yarning and painting and storytelling.
Yeah, so at the moment I'm actually painting a mural in our shop to create a reading corner, and in 2 weeks' time, there's a group of preschool kids coming in, and I'm going to read a book to them as a little opening for our reading corner. So I've painted animals, and they've got the Noongar names above them, so kids can kind of spot the animals and also learn language at the same time. So yeah, my role is just essentially running the shop. I also run the Instagram and TikTok for Fish. So little plug for our Instagram and TikTok, Fish Social Enterprise on both, and a lot of markets and events as well. So
and one of the great things about JIT, so part of the work that Fish does is training and employing the Aboriginal people basically to work who then sell Aboriginal product. I mean, one of the things that, like if you talk about the Tourism Commission of Australia, one of the things that people talk about is people coming from overseas want to do, their major thing is to have connection with Aboriginal culture and Aboriginal people. And when they interview people when they leave Australia from a tourist perspective, they say, what didn't you get? And they said connecting to Aboriginal culture and Aboriginal people. And so by having our Aboriginal social enterprises, both across the metro region, and we also now have them in the Pilbara region and the Kimberley region, it actually brings people in a positive way in contact with Aboriginal culture that's been around for thousands of years. They can come in and buy authentic Aboriginal product and be served by the mob for the mob. Fisher's, the Fish Social Enterprise, is the largest Indigenous book retailer in Australia. We've got over 450 titles, going from little hard baby books right the way through to books for children, to teenage books, to adult books, and we've even got the first Indigenous superhero comics that have been developed by Scott Wilson. And we've
shout
got,
out Scott.
Yeah, shout out Scott and the Digiverse, if you haven't caught up. And we've got four of the new superhero comic series that we're selling as well. So it's this celebration of culture across so many different aspects of merchandise.
Just to mention, this physical store, this is quite new in the life of Fish. Where is that based?
It's based in Mount Lawley in Perth on Beaufort Street, 769 Beaufort Street, inside of Local Anesthetic Cafe. So we're like kind of a little bit hidden away. We're a little bit of a hidden gem. So you come into the cafe, you grab a coffee, you grab brekkie with a mate or family, and then come in and browse. It's really wonderful space here on Beaufort Street.
And then what we also do, Polly, so for example, in the last month we've probably done about 20 pop-ups all over the place.
Yeah.
So we have pop-up stores in markets, we have pop-up stores in shopping centres, in buildings. So it's not just, even in corporate, so as a corporate you can ring us up and Paul will come in and with the team and Jip and take the pop-up shop to you. So sometimes it's not just about coming to our shop, we'll actually bring it up to you as well.
Yeah.
So also touching on not just being able to have to be in Perth to see yous, I actually saw yous first on social media, and the way that you've been growing your presence on Instagram and TikTok, how has it been like connecting with community nationwide?
Well, it's been a bit of a journey actually. So I kind of just fell into doing the socials for Fish. Instagram has been really good, and it's been amazing seeing people come into the shop and say, hey, I saw this on my feed and I came in because of it. And it's like, wow, it's hard to see the impact when you're the person who's like posting it and stuff. But then when you hear people talk about it, and like you said yourself, like that's amazing for me to hear, because I wouldn't have really thought that, like you say nationwide, like, wow, oh my God. It's really, it makes me feel grateful.
One of the things that we use our social media about is actually to tell the positive stories, not only of what's happening at Fish, but the positive stories of what the mob are doing across Australia. And so we talk about, you know, the stories that we're doing, we talk about the stories that other people are doing, and just really give a positive attitude. And, you know, we live in a world that we're so focused on the negative in our media. And so, and whereas NITV and people like Fish, we're really focused on telling the positive stories and, you know, what's happening and what's being, you know, being done across this country, and how inspiring we've got our young Aboriginal leaders coming up doing the most amazing stuff like Gypsy.
For Fish, is there anything coming up in your diaries or initiatives that you're really excited for people to know about?
Absolutely. So in the north, so we run a social enterprise in Fitzroy Crossing. That's slightly different in that it's a major general store that we work in Fitzroy Crossing, and we've had that since about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And 100% of our staff that are working in that shop, it's managed by a local Bunuba woman, Janine Gordon, and she does a brilliant job, and all of our staff there are Aboriginal mob. And so it's great to have Aboriginal mobs serving the community in their own community, but also the tourists that come through town and things like that. But it's not public yet, so you're the first to hear, but we're actually expanding our social enterprise network across the Kimberley region and also across the Pilbara region. So stay tuned, and in the near future we'll be announcing the major developments in the Kimberley and also in the Pilbara region.
So we've talked a lot about fish with its social enterprise, but you also have a lot of arms and hands in other spaces. What does fish do with all of the other things that fish does?
Yeah, look, there's lots of different things that the organisation does. One of the things that we do is Aboriginal home ownership. For those people that may or may not be aware, mob owning their own homes is far less than non-Indigenous people. And if you're in a social house, or, you know, like Homes West or whatever you want to call it, if you want to kind of move out of that and move to a point of owning your own home, and the only way to do that is to get a job that pays more money. But the problem is, if you go get the job that pays more money, you get kicked out of your social house. And in Western Australia, there's a 9-year waiting list to get back into a government house. And so you can't afford to lose your house, so you don't take the high-paying job. So you end up being stuck in social housing and not being able to get out to bring change for your family. And so what Fish does is we do Aboriginal home ownership, where we support Aboriginal people to get to a point of being able to own their own home. And that's a massive project, and we're just in the process now of finishing 3 homes. We've got 34 of Aboriginal mob on our books, and we do everything from house and land packages to transitional accommodation to rent to buy, to co-design, co-build. And our focus is enabling Aboriginal people to bring change to their whole family through home ownership. So that's one of the areas that we do. We also work in closing the gap in health. And so we use digital health technologies to be able to close the gap. And we've run some digital health technology trials in the remote Kimberley region. We just attended the International Digital Health Conference in Melbourne to talk about the work that we've been doing with our partners. And in about 3 weeks' time, we're going to stand up the very first digital medical technology home in Australia. It's never been done before, but it's a house that got Aboriginal mob living in, that they'll be wearing kind of digital health technology that will improve their health through monitoring, being able to monitor heart levels and a whole range of other things. So there's some really exciting stuff that Fish does, and the social enterprise work kind of gives us that a public kind of face, but we're doing a lot of work in the background to bring real change. We also work heavily in the justice space, and we've had a national working group over the last 9 years designing, and we're right now moving to the building phase, where we actually have the mob have designed a healing and well-being whole town. And in the next 3 to 5 years, we'll be building a whole town in the southwest of Western Australia. So instead of mob going into prison, they'll be able to come to the My Love Carla Wanganeen Justice and Healing project and actually live in the community, in the town, be healed, be trained, and then be supported back into community. And so we're in the middle of doing that. And then we're working with the Nepali mob from the Kimberley region. And when they come down to Perth, they're not being supported properly as they come down here for renal treatment, heart, and a whole range of other treatments. And so we've been working with the Nepali mob, where we're setting up a wellbeing centre in Perth, where they can actually come and they be looked after and be supported while they're getting their medical treatment. So there's lots of stuff that Fish are doing separate to the social enterprise that are about bringing real change, led by the mob, for the mob.
And for anyone who's looking for more information, they want to get in contact with you or see more of the resources that you provide, how can they find you?
Yeah, so we've got a website, www.fish.asn.org. www.gypsytalk.au. So jump onto our website. There's a whole bunch of information there, and also contact details, or you can email us at info@fish.asn.au. And if you go to the website, you can actually also go to our online shop on the website and shop online.
Sure can. So if you're not nearby, browse our selection online.
Yeah, and then you can follow us on Facebook, Fish-Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health, or you can follow us on LinkedIn, same thing.
Feel free to message us on Instagram and TikTok at any time. We're not big and scary, we won't bite. You can send through a message with any questions about fish. On Instagram, Fish Social Enterprise. On TikTok, Fish Social Enterprise.
Yeah, so we're here to serve the mob for the mob, but we're also here to celebrate culture with the rest of Australia so that we can all walk together softly upon the land to bring positive change and make this country better for everyone.
Thanks for jumping on and talking with us about fish on NITV Radio today.
Thanks for having us.
Our absolute pleasure. And can I just do a shout out for NITV, both radio and television, and the great work that you guys do, because you just really celebrate culture and celebrate the mob. And we feel very honoured to be walking with you guys as well, to be bringing real change. So good on you for what you do too.
So that was Mark Anderson and Gypsy Rose Williams from Fish, Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health. To get in contact, you can go to the Fish website, or you can find them on Instagram and TikTok or on Facebook. You're listening to NITV Radio.